Today we're building a top loop with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight for that old school jungle, early rave DNB, DJ Tools vibe. So think dusty, swung, punchy, and alive, but still controlled enough to sit under a proper bass line later on. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the top loop is often the glue. It's the movement, the attitude, the little bit of shimmer and shuffle that keeps the energy flowing while the kick, sub, and main break do their thing. If you get this right, you've got something that works for intros, breakdowns, transitions, and mixouts. Basically, a loop that can do actual work in an arrangement, not just sound cool on its own. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and stick to Ableton stock devices. So we'll be using drum rack, simpler, saturator, EQ8, auto filter, glue compressor, and utility. No fancy extras needed. First, set yourself up with a clean project. Start with either arrangement view or session view, whichever feels easier to you. Set the tempo somewhere in the DNB zone. If you want that classic jungle feel, go around 170 BPM. If you want something a little more modern and rolling, 174 to 176 BPM is a great range. Now create a new MIDI track and call it Top Loop. Drop a drum rack on that track. This is the easiest way to build a chopped loop, because you can map different hits to different pads and keep everything organized. For this lesson, start with a 4-bar loop. 4 bars is long enough to hear the groove develop, but short enough that you can loop it, tweak it, and actually hear what's working. Next, bring in a break sample. It can be the classic break, a break loop, or any drum sample with some character. Drop it onto a drum rack pad and let Simpler handle it. Since we're building a top loop, we're not trying to use the whole break in a huge full drum way. We want the top end. Hats, snare air, little ticks, noisy tails, that kind of thing. If you want to work quickly, switch Simpler into slice mode so Ableton can chop the sample for you. If you're using short hits instead of a full break, classic mode is fine too. For a beginner, I'd suggest using one break sample and finding about 4 to 8 useful slices. Look for pieces like a light snare ghost, a hat tick, a ride edge, a small open hat, and a bit of noisy tail. Those are the kinds of sounds that give the loop motion, without crowding it. Now let's program the rhythm. Start simple. Don't try to make it sound like a finished record in the first minute. Just lay down a basic chopped pattern over 4 bars. A good starting point is to place hat slices on the offbeats, and a ghost snare, before some of the backbeats, and leave a few small gaps so the loop can breathe. A nice beginner pattern could be something like this. Hats on 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4, 3.2, 3.4, 4.2, and 4.4. Then drop in a ghost snare or light chop around 1.3.3 and 3.3.3. Add a tiny fill chop near the end of bar 4. That's enough to create a groove that feels musical without getting messy. Once the pattern is in place, go into the MIDI editor and work on velocity. This matters a lot. If everything hits at the same level, it'll sound machine-like. Keep most of the stronger hits around 70 to 100 velocity, and pull a few ghost chops down to around 30 to 55. That contrast gives the loop a more human, sampled feel. If the rhythm feels too stiff, use a little groove pull swing. Something subtle works best here. Try a light MPC style 16 swing, and keep the groove amount around 15 to 30%. The key word there is subtle. In DNB, too much swing can make things feel lazy instead of driving. Now let's make it sound a little more like chopped vinyl and less like a clean digital loop. In Simpler, tighten the start point so the transient is clean, and add a tiny fade to avoid clicks. Then experiment with pitch. You don't need to do this to every slice, just a few. Try dropping one hit down by 1 or 2 semitones, maybe another by 3 semitones at most. You can also shift a couple of hits slightly up or down for variation. That tiny instability is a big part of an old sampled break character. If you're working with audio clips instead of MIDI slices, you can do the same thing by transposing individual hits in the clip. 1 at minus 2 semitones, 1 at plus 1, most of them unchanged. That little bit of drift helps the loop feel worn in, like it came off a dusty record or a resampled sampler chain. To add some grit, drop a saturator after the drum rack. Keep it gentle. You're not trying to destroy the loop, just give it a bit of edge. A drive setting around 2 to 6 dB is a solid starting point, and you can turn on soft clip if needed. If it starts sounding harsh, back it off. The goal is crunchy character, not ugly distortion. At this point, the loop should have some chopped break energy, but we can make it feel more complete by layering in a few extra top-end elements. Add a closed hat layer, maybe a soft shaker, maybe even a very quiet vinyl style tick or noise hit. Keep these layers light. They're there to add motion and air, not to take over the groove. For the hat layer, use auto filter and set it to high pass. Cut low frequencies aggressively, somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz, depending on the sound. Keep the resonance low so it doesn't whistle out. For any texture or noise layer, use EQ8 to clean out the low end, maybe high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top gets a bit sharp or fizzy, you can gently ease back the 6 to 9 kHz area. That helps keep the loop smooth enough to sit with bass later. Now let's talk about groove, because this is where the loop starts feeling like jungle instead of a loop pasted to the grid. Nudge a few hits slightly off the exact timing. Not everything, just a few supporting notes. Push ahead a touch ahead of the beat, or move a ghost hit a little late, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds. Leave a small gap before a snare chop if the phrase needs breathing room. Those tiny timing moves create that push and pull feel that makes old school drum programming so alive. You can also vary note length. Shorten some hat chops so they feel tight and crisp. Let a few noisy tails ring out just a little longer. Again, it's all about contrast and movement. A top loop should feel like it's breathing, not like every grid slot is packed full. Once the parts are playing nicely together, group them into a single bus so you can shape the whole top loop as one unit. On that group, add glue compressor, EQ8, and maybe a little more saturator if needed. For glue compressor, keep the ratio low, around 1.5 to 2 to 1. Use an attack somewhere between 10 and 30 milliseconds, and let the release be auto or fairly quick. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB, just enough to tighten the loop and glue the chopped pieces together. Then use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass the group around 120 to 180 Hz if there's any stray low junk hanging around. If the loop sounds boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs a little air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. But be careful here, this top loop is supposed to leave room for kick and sub. In DNB, low-end clarity is everything. Now let's make it useful as a DJ tool. A good top loop shouldn't just sound cool in one static state. It should work as part of an arrangement. So automate the auto filter on the group. Start with the loop a bit dark, maybe low pass down around 1.5 to 3 kHz for intro tension. Then gradually open it up to around 8 to 12 kHz as you get closer to the drop or the main section. That simple move can make the whole phrase feel like it's building without needing more sounds. You can also automate a few other things for arrangement movement. Maybe send a little bit of reverb at the end of a bar for a wash. Maybe dip the level with utility before a fill. Maybe push the saturator drive a tiny bit higher in the second half of the phrase. These are small moves, but they make the loop feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. A really useful phrase idea is this. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it filtered and intro-friendly. Bars 5 to 8. Open it up a bit and add a little more hat brightness. Bars 9 to 12. Pull out one hit or drop in a small fill for tension. Bars 13 to 16. Go full energy and lead into the drop or bass switch. That's classic DJ-friendly phrasing, and it's exactly the kind of thing that makes a loop useful in a real track. Before you call it done, check it against a kick and sub. Even though this lesson is focused on the top loop, you always want to hear it in context. Listen for clashes. Is the top loop masking the snare crack? Are any of the chopped hits stepping on the kick transient? Does the high end get harsh when the bass comes in? And does the loop still feel solid in mono? Use utility on the top loop group and switch to mono briefly to check phase and compatibility. If it falls apart badly, simplify it. Reduce stereo effects. Clean up the samples and focus on the strongest parts of the groove. A lot of the time, less is more. In darker DNB, a few well-placed hits can hit harder than a busy loop full of clutter. If you want even more old-school grime, resample the loop. Record the top loop to a new audio track, then chop that audio again. This is a great jungle-style workflow because it bakes in some of the character. Once it's printed, you can reverse a tiny slice, trim a tail, or rechop the best moments and make them feel even more intentional. That printed, resampled quality often has more personality than endlessly tweaking MIDI notes. A few important things to watch out for. Don't make the loop too busy. Don't leave too much low end in it, and don't overdo the swing. Also, don't use one static hat over and over and expect it to feel alive. Vary the velocity, pitch, and sample choice, and don't smash it with saturation until it sounds harsh. A gritty loop is great. A painful loop is not. Here's a simple practice idea. Make two versions of the same top loop. Version A should be more filtered, with fewer hits and softer velocities. Version B should be a little brighter, with one extra fill in bar 4 and a touch more saturation. Then drop both under a basic kick and sub and listen to which one feels more like an intro tool, which one feels better for the main groove, and which one gives you more roller energy. That's a great way to train your ear, because tiny changes in chopping, filtering, and velocity completely change the vibe. So to wrap it up, build your top loop from chopped brick slices, hats, and light texture. Keep the groove swingy but controlled. Use Ableton's stuck devices to shape the tone, the movement, and the space. Leave room for the kick, sub, and reese later on. And if you want that real old-school jungle personality, don't be afraid to resample and keep a little imperfection. That's where the character lives. If you want, I can also give you a super practical 4-bar chop placement example next, so you can build the pattern faster.